In this bulletin, a 10th person dies in Queensland's flood disaster. The UN says 1 million people have fled Ukraine in the week since Russia invaded. And in sport, Australian cricket great Rod Marsh dies aged 74. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The death toll from the Queensland floods has risen to 10 after the body of a 53-year-old man was found under a wharf in the port of Brisbane on Thursday night. It comes as Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says severe storm warnings for the state's southeast have been cancelled. A Bureau of Meteorology spokesperson says those severe storms will be replaced by ordinary thunderstorms over the next few days, and there's still a chance of flash flooding.
I think another key message really is that it doesn't take a severe storm for us to see some heavier impacts. So like I said, this isn't a typical situation. We've seen a whole week of flooding and our catchments are the most saturated they've been in a very long time. So just really trying to reiterate that message that although there is the possibility of some severe storms today, they don't need to be severe for us to see impacts across the southeast.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, the State Emergency Service has received 700 calls for assistance overnight and conducted 13 flood rescues. The SES has started doing damage assessments and is trying to get residents back into their homes and businesses for the cleanup. An additional 600 resources have been set up through police and emergency services, along with 280 Australian Defence Force personnel going in to help communities. SES Commissioner Carlene York says despite the cleanup efforts, parts of New South Wales are still in danger.
There's a lot of support, a lot of work going up there, as well as the local units that are part of the community, represent the community, and are out here, they're helping them clean up. So again, based on the forecast from the Bureau, we're not past the danger period yet. The rivers are very high, fast flowing, there's a lot of debris and it's very dangerous out there. And these thunderstorms and isolated heavy showers create an additional risk to the community.
Queensland has announced its first human case of Japanese encephalitis. Queensland Health confirmed the infected person is being treated in a Brisbane hospital and had recently travelled to regional southern Queensland. Currently, there are 16 cases of encephalitis under investigation across New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. The Department of Primary Industries is urging anyone who works with pigs or horses to report any possible signs of the disease. To Ukraine now, and Russian forces are fighting for control of Enerhoda, a vital energy-producing city in the country's south next to the biggest nuclear plant in Europe. Residents were blocking the entrance to prevent Russian troops from gaining access. Ukraine's main port in the eastern city of Mariupol is also under attack by Russian troops and now has no water or power. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has challenged Russian leader Vladimir Putin to meet with him and end the conflict.
What do you want from us? Go away from our land. You don't want to leave now? Sit down with me at the negotiation table. I'm available. Sit with me, but not at 30 metres like you welcomed Macron and Scholz and others. I'm your neighbour. You don't need to keep me at a 30-metre distance. I don't bite. I'm a normal man. Sit down with me. Let's talk. What are you afraid of?
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says around 1 million people have fled Ukraine in the week since Russia's invasion of the country began. Mr. Grandi says millions more will likely be forced to flee Ukraine unless there's an immediate end to the conflict. He says he's never seen anything like it.
In just 7 days, 1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war. I have worked in refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this one. Hour by hour, minute by minute, more people are fleeing the terrifying reality of violence.
To sport, an Australian cricket legend, Rod Marsh, has died aged 74. It's understood that he suffered a heart attack and was rushed to hospital in a critical condition last week in Bundaberg. Marsh played 96 tests for Australia from 1970 to 1984. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a sunny day with a top of 30 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 26. Melbourne, humid with a late shower or two and 30. Hobart, humid and partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, cloudy, 27. Wollongong, showers and 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27 degrees. Newcastle, showers and 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and 30. Cairns, possible showers and 36. And in Darwin, it's expected to be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 33 degrees. That's SBS News.